Saskatoon. Based on evidence from their investigation, Saskatoon Police Service's Major Crime Section and Public Safety Unit will start a 33-day search of the City of Saskatoon landfill on May 1 for Mackenzie Lee Trottier. Trottier's family last saw her when she left their home in the 300 block of Trent Crescent of Saskatoon's College Park East neighborhood on December 21, 2020. Mackenzie last accessed her cell phone December 24, 2020, and didn't show up as planned for Christmas with her family. Since that time, investigators have pursued several leads, released video surveillance, and worked with the Trottier family to keep Trottier's case in the public eye. In late 2023, Saskatoon police say a substantial amount of data was collected that identified a specific area of the landfill, located at 42 Valley Road, which may contain evidence in the investigation. The area covers approximately 930 cubic meters and is about 1 meter deep. Dogs from RCMPE Division and the Calgary Police Service will assist Saskatoon Police Service in the search. The teams will also be consulting with forensic anthropologist Dr. Ernie Walker. In December 2022, Saskatoon Police Service told Sask Today they were investigating three possibilities in Trottier's disappearance. "There are several theories regarding Mackenzie's disappearance," said Joshua Grella previously. "All theories continue to be examined until such time that evidence can either prove or disprove a theory." SPS hasn't announced they are investigating Mackenzie's disappearance as a homicide, but that is a consideration. "Homicide is one theory, but the investigative scope is not limited to only that," said Grella. "I'm limited in the details that I can share as this is an ongoing investigation." Mackenzie continues to be an active missing person with the Saskatoon Police Service, he added. The determination of homicide would involve more than cell phone and banking records, however, those would certainly be considered in any missing persons investigation and have been in Mackenzie's, said Grella. In brief, the disappearance of Mackenzie Trottier has not been narrowed enough to only consider homicide as a theory. In such files, Grella said that the missing person might be missing by choice and doesn't want to be found, taken by someone either known or unknown to them, which could involve human trafficking, or murdered and disposed of, resulting in a homicide. "Mackenzie being the victim of human trafficking is a theory," said Grella, but he added, "Evidence does not suggest it as probable." In December 2021, Calgary Police Service issued a media release saying they had received information that a person matching Mackenzie's description was seen multiple times in downtown Calgary. Grella said this tip was thoroughly investigated and confirmed to be unfounded. In February 2021, SPS Major Crime Section released photos and a sketch of a male they believed may have information about Mackenzie's disappearance. The man was described as approximately 5'-3". The video was from a convenience store located in the 1400 to 1600 blocks of Idlewild Drive in Saskatoon, said Grella. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. #CrimeCopsCourtSK today.